says in this week's parsha, Ki atem yedatem es asher yoshavnu be'eretz Mitzrayim v'tiru es shikutzeyem ve'es giluleyem kesef ve'zov. You saw their avodah zara. Pen yesh bochem isho isho asher levovo yipoyne ayoyim me'im Hashem. Rashi says pshat v'tiru es shikutzeyem. It's going on the Avodah Zarah and the Getshke. Nikru Shikutzeim al Shem Shehem Meusim. And Rashi adds, Shemikivin Shereisim Meshikutzeim Shemo Yesh Bochem Ish Sheisi Elibo Ilavid Avodah Zarah. So the Torah says, Pen Yesh Bochem Isho Isho Shalevovo Yipoine Meim Hashem. The Torah is coming to be Maziros, not to do Avodah Zarah. And the question is, this pasuk is coming to say, why could be a tzad chas v'sholem that a yid will do avodah zarah? Ki atem yedatem asher yeshavnu be'eretz Mitzrayim, we were there, and we saw the avodah zarah. So maybe some of you will want to follow it, some of you will want to do the avodah zarah. And the question is, in this place, that we're coming to say that maybe some of you are used to, some of you saw the Avodah Zarah, some of you had Shaychus the Avodah Zarah, so we're scared, maybe you will want to follow it. Here Lechura is not the right place to call the Avodah Zarah Shikutzeyem v'giluleyem. It's the most dikazachim. Would be much more right to write ותראו אבידי זורה שלהם כסף וזוב פן יש בוכם שוירש פוירה רויש ולענו. Maybe someone will want to, he's used to, he remembers how beauty it would look from outside, maybe he would want to follow it. And to say, you remember the Avodah Zarah, you remember the Shkotzim, you remember the Glalim, you remember the lowest, you know how Moses it is, maybe someone wants to be with it. Who would want to be with it? They say over from the Biskerov, a Givaldike vault. People think sometimes, if I don't look on the Avodah Zarah like a Choshev Vezach, if I don't look on the Gilui Arayis, I look on it Mos, I look on the Pritzes, Mos, I will never come to do it. I will never step into it. The Torah is coming to tell us how you saw it. Even you that looked on Avodah Zarah like a Moses the Gazach, is a chash that you will come to do it, that you will come to follow it. Even that you looked on it low, even that you looked on it cheap, is a chash that you will come to follow it. And this is the reason the pasuk says is Pen yesh bochem ki yadatem asher yoshavnu be'eretz Mitzrayim v'tiru es shikutzeyem v'giluleyem. You called it shikutzim v'gilulim, but we have a chash that you will come to follow it. Chazal say ro yesoita bekilkulo yazirats b'min hayayin. A person sees a soita. What is bekilkulo? She's bought a bis hamikdash and the kohanim give it to drink the water and she blows up. So Yazir Atzme Min Hayayin, he's the one that is a chshash. Maybe he will come to do znus. Znus comes from wine. Yazir Atzme Min Hayayin. We will think the opposite. If you see a soita bekilkulo, that she did something bad and now she's blowing up because she drinks this water, no one else will do it. If I would have a group of teenagers that we need to give them musar, and I would hear that it's a saita, and Beis HaMikdash, that they caught her doing bad things and now she's drinking and she's about to blow up, I would bring everyone with buses and I would know now for sure they would never do it again. And the pasuk says, no ro saita bekilkulo yazir atzme min hayayin. A person sees something bad, even if he sees it in the lowest, he's the next one to do it. Person thinks, I could look dear, I look at them so cheap, I could read this, I look at it so cheap. No. You could be the next one that could do it. You could be the next one to follow it. This is the chshash. They say over a story that it was a person that he would drink wine, terribly terrible, and his kids didn't know how to stop him. He was just drink and drink and roll in the streets the whole night. The kids didn't know how to stop him. One day the kids were walking in the street and they saw a shikr laying in the mud naked, and the kids are playing with him and filling him up with mud. They said, "We will run, we will call our father, we will show him how it looks, how bad looks a guy that drinks. Maybe like this he will understand how bad it is and he would never come to do it again." They ran to the house, they took his father, and they ran to the street where this person, this drunk person, was laying on the floor naked. The kids were putting mud on him, and they showed the father, look like a shikr looks. And they see the father is going over to the guy and whispering something in his ear. They were so happy. Oh, here the father understood. The father got it. They were so happy. The father got it. So they went down, they bent down to hear what the father is telling him. They were sure he's telling him how bad is the drink, why you did it. And they're listening, and the father asks him where you could buy this wine. Where you bought that good wine that made you so drunk. The Torah says, you could be the next one to do it. When a person reads a bad newspaper, a person uses the wrong advices for wrong things, a person has to know, even when you're looking at cheap, even when you're looking at down, it can have such a bad hashpah on you, such a bad, that you could come and follow. How careful a person has to be, especially now that we're standing before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom HaDin. I want maybe a little bit to give over a message for Rosh Hashanah. Chazal say, "Imru lefonai malchu yis kedei shetamlichuni aleichem." One of the keys of Rosh Hashanah is to mamlich the Ribbono shel Olam. Imru lefonai malchu yis kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. What is the secret of Malchus? Person stands in Rosh Hashanah and he understands Kadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaOlam. We know today in science, and the world is black holes. You could go 500 years of light to the left, 500 years of life to the right. There's no end. It's endless. The world is endless. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Melekol HaOlam Kuloi. The stars, billions times of the world. And this big whole space that we have more from that than Malachim, the Olam, is that we don't understand. And in all of this big picture is one little circle that is called this world that we are standing on. If you think about our world, and the proportion of the whole world is like a crumb of sand, like a piece of sand. And in this little sand, there's billions of fish, millions of animals, and a lot of people. And I'm one little one. How many fish are eaten every day? Hundreds of thousands, if not millions, are eaten by bigger fish. Someone cares. How much ants are crashed every day? Someone cares. Someone cares when the lion jumps on the zebra in Africa and eats up the zebra. Who cares about us? We're one little piece in this whole big world. No, the shvach of the Bira Olam is V'alviso tehilo mikrutzei choymer michanitei neshomo v'hiti ilosecho. But Hashem does listen to us, does look on us. This is the Ribbono shel Olam. This is the koyach of the Ribbono shel Olam. V'alviso tehilo mikrutzei choymer michanitei neshomo v'hiti ilosecho. Person is standing in Rosh Hashanah. Melech Malcha Amlochim, he doesn't have to listen to us, he doesn't have to look at us, but he does. And we are one little piece in this whole big system, one little piece in this whole big picture. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything what he needs. He doesn't need a reminder. He doesn't need us to say, Bira Olam, but just by the way to remind you that my roommate is disturbing me. Just by the way to remind you my neighbor is standing in my way. He knows it. He knows everything. He could take care. He doesn't need to take care of us. But this is what he wants. The Gemara says in Bav Metzia, Rebbe goes out tainis. Omar man legash, who will go to Davin? So Yohanovi told them, Rebchia Vebonov, they went down to the Amut. Don't know exactly how all of them went down. Ki omru mashi v'ruach, when they said mashi v'ruach in davening, osa zike, was a very big wind. כי אמרו משיק מרינה גשם, ומדיסל מרינה גשם, עושה מיטרד סטאר הטרן. כי באו למים המחי המאיסים, ודי הברטסי מחי המאיסים, אמרו מגיל הרוזה לבוני. Who told them the secret? So they said, Elio, so they're machu, b'shish impulsa de nure. What it means, and the Gemara says, Elio dressed up like a bear from fire, and he ran in the middle of the minion, and the whole minion was bottle. Zok Reb Chatzku, they said, Mashi v'ruach, osa zike, was a wind, marina geshem osa mitre. We know that the davening is really v'sein talumoto. Now the answer is, we have to daven because this is the way what we relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam. When we daven, it shows we believe that He's running the world, that He's running the whole thing. When we daven, but the real madrega is to be makir and b'ira olam. When you makir and b'ira olam, that He's the Melech Hamlochim, He takes care of everything. Reb Chiya and Bono, when they came to that madrega, they said, "Mashi v'ruach osa zike." When they said Marina Geshem Osim Mitra, Avade, we're not holding in that Madreges of Reb Chiya v'Bonov, and we have to daven and ask for the Ribbono Shel Olam, and this is the way we show that we relate and we believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the Yesoid of the Malchias is really when you stand in Maimelch Malcham Lochim and you believe that He's called Yochoil, He knows how to take care of everything. He doesn't need a reminder. He knows what is good for us. He knows what is bad for us. He knows what we need. We just need to be Makir. This is the reason in the original Tfilis of Rosh Hashanah is no private bakoshes. You're standing in your mamlich, and if He gives you a koyach to daven, you say, Meleich al kol ha'olam. My private things, the King knows how to take care of. He doesn't need a reminder. What we normally daven is only a way to relate to the emunah that b'ir ha'olam is the manik. When you ask, you makir. When you don't ask, you're not makir. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Imloich, Eilu ve'eilu belag malhigim, Eilu ve'eilu bekoil me'alelim, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Imloich lo'eilam vo'ed. This is the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. So Avad, in our generation, maybe we can't, we need to come on the Sanatokev to cry, Zocheinu l'chaim, we cry. Oh, but to take some moments of Rosh Hashanah and believe, Melech Malcha Amlochim. I believe that you call Yochoil, and when a person comes to that Akoro, Imru lefonai Malchi eskedeshet hamlichuni aleichem, and that Amloche causes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Sanatokev umesuko. And if a person already manages to get some moments, I'm not saying the whole davening, but in Oleinu, Shelo yosonu ke goyo ha-rotso, Yisvelo yisomonu ke mishpecho yiso ha-domo, Va'anachnu koyu mishtachvim. We're so lucky that we're Yidden, we're so lucky that we could serve Hashem. And a person adds machshoves and he thinks, so I'm a nobody. No one needs me. And how I'm not embarrassed that I didn't do Ratzon Hashem. How I'm not embarrassed that I didn't serve the Ribbono Shel Olam k'mo shetzorich. How I'm not embarrassed. How I'm not embarrassed. And that is the Hiruri Tshuva that come. And after that, he's Mekabel. I want to explain the Mefoshim ask why Yom Kippur is not before Rosh Hashanah. There's a lot of answers. But the real answer is, if we would do tshuva before Rosh Hashanah, we'll be mekabel kabbalas. But it will be a small tshuva. But after 2 days that we stand in Rosh Hashanah and we makir that b'ira olam is kol yochoil, that we are nobodies, and it's a chesed Hashem that we were born, that we were created, that we hear, that He listens to us. And then we start to think, if this is the proportion and this is the place we are, how embarrassed we are that we didn't do what we have to do. And then we come to the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim. Avodah, you have to do Slicha before Rosh Hashanah. But the Kibayoyim Azeh Yechaper Aleichem Letaireschem Mikol Chataseichem only could come after the Hakoro. After the Hakoro and Beir HaOlam. After the Hakoro and the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person is Makir. When a person is makir in the Ribbono Shel Olam, how Melech Malchei Amlochim Koil Yochol, and I'm a nobody, velo yosisi retzoinoi, and it's a schus that he's ve'aviso tehilo mikrutze choyim mechanite neshomo v'iti ilosecho. If a person puts these things together, then he comes to the Yom Kippur. So we have to Be'ez Hashem to be mechazik, and again to take on ourselves not to look in shikutzeim v'giruleim, and we Be'ez Hashem we will be zoiche to akasiva v'chasim atoivo bonim uvnei bonim shonatoivo u mesuko bonim uvnei bonim oiskim betoiro u b'mitzvah skol hayomi.